Do you have a moment to talk about our Lord and Saviour, me?
So hello everyone and welcome back to the Excommunicated Podcast. I'm Jess.
I'm Tom.
And I'm Arthur.
And if you've never listened to us before, Tom and I are ex-Christians who are talking through our deconversion journeys after decades in the church, and we're joined by a crawling bag of demon bones.
That was going so well.
That would have sounded so funny if I had finished that joke.
It is me, Demon Bones. How are we?
Damn it. I thought that was going to sound so funny if I could have stuck the landing, but my brother Arthur is here as well. And last week, we rounded off our Life After Death series talking about heaven. And before that, it was pretty rough going with hell and
Satan, and,
yeah,
afterlife, all that sort of stuff, wasn't it?
And lots of looking at the Bible and very heavy stuff. Mm-hmm. And so this week, to give our brains and maybe your brains a little bit of a rest too, we're going to be looking at some silliness from Reddit.
And
we need it.
Absolutely, and not about bumblebees, but thanks also for those comments where everyone's talking about bees and what they've been seeing, but none of them seem with little pink tongues.
No, I think that was what they were waiting for, the sign with the pink tongues, yeah. But none of them got it, so heaven doesn't exist.
I think you're right.
And obviously we have really enjoyed covering these heavy biblical topics with more kind of seriousness and
sure.
Like stories of trauma and stuff that we went through in the church. But every once in a while, we want an episode where we can take it a little bit easier.
Yeah, I think so.
So we're going to be looking at some Reddit posts today from r/AmITheAsshole. I think this is our third episode of this format.
Yeah, sure.
But we're going to choose posts specifically related to church or religion or Christianity on the thread. So we all understand the premise?
I think so, though please apologise if I get any of the letters wrong and all of that stuff. I can't even think of the right words. Is it acronyms?
Acronyms?
Is it acronyms?
Yeah. I don't know what you're looking at me for.
We all look to Arthur like,
He's the language man.
Yeah, he knows about words. Yeah.
Arthur, do you know about words?
I do know about words.
There
I
you
have
go.
To admit, I know about words.
Yeah, there we go.
Have you had a good week, Arthur?
It has been busy. Yeah. I'm knee deep in exams, but it's been okay. It's not too bad. The weather's not too bad, and yeah, no complaints.
Good. What is the weather doing?
Well, the sun's just about going down where I am. I haven't seen any rain. It's been quite nice. I've been for a couple of little walks.
Oh.
Like last week, I've seen some bees.
Oh,
a bee.
Nice.
Have I ever told you about my favorite jumper?
I know about your least favourite jumper.
That's your thing. I'll have to show you a picture, actually. My friend was wearing a horse jumper that she bought that I took pictures of because I have to show you the like how awful it is, like how similar it is to your jumper. But I've just got a plain grey crew neck jumper and it's got Nike on it. You've seen the jumper.
Oh yeah.
And sometimes before I've even put it on properly, I've somehow spilt something on it, and I've got some sort of curse. And I think it might be because I'm demon bones.
Shut up.
So I put it on. Might have been yesterday. Might have been the day before. I put it on very recently, and I was having a great time. I was driving along. I hadn't spilt anything because I refused to eat or drink anything that morning. And I pulled my window down just a little bit because I was driving through the Welsh countryside. And a fly flew in the window and hit my jumper with such force that it left a smudge where it died. I was like a windscreen with a dead bug on me. And I just feel like I am genuinely cursed.
Well, it's because of your heathenness.
Yes. Heathenism mixed with hedonism.
Yes.
Yes.
That causes you to be a walking windshield.
Oh, I've been called worse.
So yes, this week we're going to be looking at some Am I the Asshole church-related stories, and then we're going to give our opinions, and then I'm going to tell you all what the Reddit consensus was, because mm-hmm. we have an actual answer for each one.
Okay.
And for some of them, I agree. Some of them, I may disagree, so
yeah,
it'll be interesting to hear what you guys think.
Yeah,
we've got two each to read out.
Sure.
Are we ready to get going?
We certainly are.
Yeah, I'm ready to fight you guys. Let's do this.
Okay. So, number one, I'm going to start. Am I the asshole for telling my wife to stop asking me to go to church?
Okay.
Initially off the bat, how are we feeling?
Too vague. There's no way you can know
yeah.
what's going on from that.
Yeah, okay.
I think we learnt last time that it's normally like the titles are like, am I the asshole for thinking my wife shouldn't murder birds? And then during the thing, you get your mind completely changed during the actual text. So I'm not making any predictions.
That's the thing. They can be quite, I don't know what the word is. Not sneaky, but like the way they title it is obviously to try and get people's attention.
It's a bit clickbaity, isn't it? Really is.
And also downplaying their roles in the story sometimes.
Yeah, sure.
So I'm going to start. Am I the asshole for snapping at my wife and telling her to stop asking me to go to church? My wife these last few months has been on a spiritual journey and she started going to my sister's church. Background on my sister's church, they're typical Christian people. God is great, you are bad, and if you don't repent, you're going to hell.
Mm-hmm. We know that sort.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I grew up in church when I was younger, so I know how religion works with the pray it away and have faith, but don't forget to tip God your 10% on a free tax me Sunday money. So ever since I was younger, I disliked the idea of religion, because really, who knows what happens when they pass. I believe more in the let people live how they want to live, and if they die and face judgment on the other side, then so be it. But I'm staying away from the subject. So she asked me the first day she went, and I said, no, thank you. I don't feel the need to step into church ever again.
Mm-hmm.
So she asked me 2 weeks later, and I told her again, no thank you, and please stop asking. I don't want to go. She asked me again a week later. I started getting frustrated because I had already politely said no 2 times. So I snapped and told her to stop asking me, I'm not going. She asked me again today, and I kind of blew up and told her, I don't know what spiritual battle thing you have going on, but it's something you have to deal with on your own, because I'm not going to that stupid ass church. I feel bad because I snapped, but at the same time, I've told her plenty of times no and to stop asking. Am I the asshole?
Ooh. You're asking the wrong people here because...
Because Tom's an asshole.
Yeah. I mean, if anyone asked me now to go to church and then continue to ask me, yeah I would blow up. It's like, if you're going to say, didn't you hear the first time or the second time or the third time? I don't want to go to church. Happy for you to go. If you really want to go, go. But I don't want to go. And in fact, I would then say, and I don't know why you're going because it's stupid.
What's really interesting here, if you think about it from the other way,
yeah,
is when we were first living together, you did this exact same thing.
Yeah, I know.
And so you would ask me every Sunday, I'm going to church, do you want to come? And you'd ask me like 5 or 6 Sundays in a row. And every time I would say, I'm not interested.
Yeah.
I don't want to go with you. And so like you can now see it from the husband's side, but you were in it from the wife's side as well.
I was, yeah. I can remember doing that. But when you're in it, it's so important that your spouse, your partner, whoever is part of it as well. You know, you really want to share that, you know, that wonderful time you had meeting with God that day. And so, you know, you do see it as something really important. And also you have pressure, I think, from the church to say, well, where's your wife? You're married. Yeah. Well, where is she? Well, she's at home because she thinks there's a load of shit or whatever.
Yeah.
There's a lot of pressure from the church to invite the other partner as well. So she might be getting pressure from people to say, well, you know, invite him again. Yeah, but he said no last time. Well, you know, you'd be persistent. You know, he'll come along eventually. You know, we're praying for him and all this. You know, you can hear it.
Yeah.
I can hear it. Yeah.
What do you think, Arthur?
I don't think this person is an asshole for having their own beliefs and not being swayed. I can kind of see, because you guys have said before, I think I asked you slightly provocatively a couple of months ago, you know, did you want to save my soul? Were you interested in bringing me along to church? And, you know, you kind of said, you know, no, not really. But I'm a lost cause. But what you said was that Brones. Yeah. but you wanted to, like, it's important to you to save people's souls. So you can kind of see why someone in the position of being a devout Christian would want to make sure their loved ones didn't go to hell. So you can sympathize, but at the same time, like, leave me alone. Like, it's not
definitely,
for me.
Definitely.
And you can see that he would be getting frustrated. Like, it's not just once or twice, it's weeks in a row.
Yeah.
And so he snapped and said, I'm not going to that stupid ass church. Does that make him an asshole, or is he just getting really frustrated? He's not being listened to.
Yeah, frustrated, I think. I don't see him as an asshole, but I can see where she's coming from as well.
Would you have thought I was being an asshole if, like, week 5 or 6 that you were pressuring me, I turned around and, like, shouted at you, essentially? Would you, you know, because you've been in her shoes.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't think you're an asshole, but I think I'd be upset. I'd be like, oh, crap, you know, I really wanted her to come along, you know. We've got the special today with that special speaker coming along to talk about hell, and then afterwards we're all going to have cupcakes and have cups of tea. She's missing out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what are we all voting?
Certainly not the asshole. No way.
Yeah.
Yeah, I vote.
Yeah,
not.
I agree.
I vote not the asshole.
Yeah, not the asshole.
And Reddit agrees.
Oh, well, there you go.
This person is not the a-hole.
Excellent.
It's not like Reddit to be reasonable and, you know, I mean, agreeable anyway, but there we go.
Reddit is honestly the wild, wild west. It terrifies me. I've posted on there a few times and you just...
Yeah.
It's unhinged. Anyway, Thomas.
I abused you for a couple of months on there. I don't know if you realised.
Oh, you were Demon Brone 666.
So anyway, number 2. Am I the asshole for wearing a very Christian shirt at my family meetup?
Oh, a little bit of fish in there. He's pulling in the bait.
What do you think?
Don't know.
So for context, both of my 36 female parents are Jewish, and I was raised Jewish, but haven't been a believing or observant Jew since my teens. I've literally had a bacon cheeseburger on Yom Kippur before. In high school and college, I was actually getting involved with being a Christian thanks to friends getting me to go to youth group with them in high school, and later being persuaded by a lot of the spirit-filled hardcore bands I got into. I was a huge Under Oath fan, whoever they are. But
they were okay. They weren't too bad.
Okay.
Yeah.
But they're Christian.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Lots of post-hardcore bands are Christian. Like, I've been to see The Devil Wears Prada, and they were originally very sort of Christian, but they sounded great, so I didn't really care.
Okay. They didn't stop halfway through and say, now let's all have a word of prayer.
An altar call.
Yeah.
not in the show I went to.
No. Okay, yeah. Anyway, but I've been mostly shifting away from that too. Not religious at all, and just vaguely spiritual now. Also, my parents are not, N-O-T, not, capitals, happy during that phase. But I didn't care because I liked being a rebellious teenager, young adult anyway. Anyway, this weekend my parents were hosting a family gathering. I usually wear band shirts because I still love that whole hardcore and emo music, and I work at home so I can wear whatever I want. So I wore one to that meeting, which I've done in the past, but was never controversial. However, I wore one from a Christian hardcore band that's very Christian-looking. It has a cross and a Crown of Thorns logo on it near the band name, and it says in Impact font, "I am not ashamed," on the back. But I don't care because I still really like the band, even if they haven't been active for over 10 years. Arthur, have you got that shirt?
I was trying to work out what it was, but I don't know. I don't know what Jess, have you got any ideas who that is?
No, I don't. But are you ashamed, Arthur?
Oh, I'm always ashamed, but not of that bad. That's not. Oh,
okay.
It's my weight that's the issue mostly.
Yeah. Anyway, I certainly wouldn't wear that shirt. But anyway, my parents kind of gave me a dirty look at my shirt when I came in. They were happy to see me, but then a little shocked. My aunt also gave me a very weird stare. Anyway, a bit later, my mum actually talked to me off to the side and asked why I was wearing that shirt. I said, because I like the band. And she was like, okay, but that doesn't mean you have to wear a shirt with that message of all the bands you like. And basically told her, some people have other religious opinions they have a right to. I'm not going to stop listening to a band I like because their views differ from yours. Anyway, my parents still seemed a bit upset. And eventually I caved and changed shirts to the one I packed for the next day. So yeah, I made people upset and they weren't happy. But despite that, I still think it was an overreaction. Asshole move? Question mark.
Now this one's very interesting. Because
there's levels to this, isn't there?
Yeah. But I disagree with Reddit's.
Oh, okay.
I disagree with Reddit's judgment in this, so I'll be interested to hear what you two think first. I don't want to taint the pool.
she knew what she was doing. She knew her family and what they stood for. It was like me wearing I Love Satan and going to visit my mum for a cream tea.
I really wish you hadn't done that. That caused so much problems.
She hasn't stopped crying yet.
I know. And, you know, all the family around, all the Plymouth Brethren around, and I walk in with a shirt with I Love Satan. I say, it's okay, it's a band shirt. You know, I don't believe that. It's just the band I love just so happened to love Satan. I don't, mum. Honest, it's just I love that band. They're great. It's that sort of thing. I think, really, you weren't thinking it through. I'm sorry, you're a bit of an asshole.
Does that mean they were the asshole, though, or they just...
Yeah, I do. I think, yeah, I mean, yeah, I think they were being a bit of an asshole, really. I mean, they're your parents. Yeah, you can still like that group. You can still wear that T-shirt. Just don't wear it around your mothers, you know? You know what they believe in. You know what they stand for. You know you're going to upset people. If you know you're going to upset people, just don't do it. That's what I would say anyway.
Yes, I completely agree. I think how old did you say this person was?
36F. Yeah.
I would understand if it was like a 16-year-old being rebellious, because everyone does that.
Sure.
Like trying to wind people up just for the sake of it.
But, yeah.
I mean, there's disagreeing with your family and there's being intentionally provocative to get a reaction. And I think that sounds what this person has done. So to me, I agree with you, Tom. I think this person was unnecessarily being the asshole.
Yeah.
I mean, you respect what your family believes, even if you don't believe in it, I would
Absolutely.
Say.
Absolutely. That's where I come from.
That's really interesting, because my initial reaction to this one was, no, of course they're not the asshole. It's just the T-shirt.
Hmm.
But Reddit has deemed them the asshole in this situation completely. And hearing from you two, I do agree now. Like, I hadn't thought of it from that side at all. I literally thought, it's a T-shirt. How is that a big deal? You know, why are people upset? Like,
yeah.
Think of it from a non-religious point of view. If religion didn't have anything to do with this, and I came to see you, Jess, and I had a T-shirt on by a band that said, I hate women, let's murder all women. Even if it was nothing to do with religion, you'd be like, come on, there's no need to wear that. Like, you know, like, it's just, it's the kind of, like, you'd be doing that just to wind someone up, I think. Mm. I don't know. I think so.
No, that's true. So do you think they had a motive in wearing the T-shirt? It wasn't accidental?
They were aware.
Okay.
I mean, surely they're aware, especially if they know their family are Jewish or religious, they know exactly where they're coming from. So
yeah, because the start of the story talks about how they grew up, you know, doing things like eating bacon on, was it Yom Kippur?
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, there's information in that story that's very clear. Like, I'm doing these things just to try and get a rise out of people that I'm trying to rebel against my family kind of thing. You wouldn't put that in unless there was a case of, like, I'm trying to piss off my mum and dad or whoever sort of thing.
Yeah.
No, that's true. No, I think you guys make a lot of sense, actually.
Yeah.
My initial reaction was like, oh, get over it. And a lot of people in the comments were like, come on, you're not 16. You're actually...
Exactly. Exactly.
You know, you're closer to 40 than you are 30, so...
Yeah.
No, I think that makes sense. So I will concede this person was being the asshole.
Okay, cool.
You have been beaten down.
I have been.
That's fair. Sorry, I'll try not to do that. I'll try not to eat bacon either. Okay.
Well, considering you've been a vegetarian for years, I would hope that...
I had I went down to the local spa today and I had a vegetarian Hunter's chicken toasty. So they make a toasty that's got like corn chicken bits and like some kind of pretend bacon. I don't know what it is. And as I bit into the first bit, I was convinced for a split second it was real bacon. That's how good it was.
Really?
And I thought, I've bought this now. If this is real, so I took it apart and it wasn't, but I genuinely did think, well, I've just spent £3.09 for this. I might as well fucking eat it.
And you can't return it, like, you've eaten it, so.
Yeah, I want my £3.09 back. Sorry there's a bite missing, but it was just too good.
I was speaking to one of my friends a couple weeks ago, and she's been vegan for like 6 years, and she went on a trip to India, and she was staying in like people's houses. So it was like, I don't know what it's called, not residency, but... It's like a hosting program anyway. And
okay,
you kind of give in the information of like, if you have any allergies and things like that. And she put down that she was vegan. And this person brought out, because they cook all the meals for you, and this person brought out dumplings for her. And she said, oh, they vegetable dumplings. And he was like, yes, yes, of course. And she said she ate all of them and said they were the best dumplings she'd ever eaten in her life. And afterwards he was like, so you like buffalo then afterwards? And she had eaten like 6 buffalo dumplings.
Oh my God.
And she was like, the worst thing was they were amazing. So she said,
animals, it's the thing, animals taste great. Like it's a horrible thing to say, but like a pig is the nicest tasting food in the entire world. Genuinely. I would eat a pig snout to tail if it wasn't for a fact that it was a living animal. They are so fucking tasty. Sorry, they are. Am I the asshole? I don't know.
I vote you're the asshole because you said snout to tail.
Snout to tail, the whole lot.
But they are so good. But it's the ethical thing. I'm vegetarian because it's an animal and I don't think that's fair. But they taste so fucking good. Anyway, should we have another am I the asshole question?
Go for it.
Yeah.
Go for it? Okay. So I, 21 female, have a group of friends I generally hang out with at my school. One of my friends, let's call her Jen, 20 female, is a moderately conservative Christian girl and she grew up a bit sheltered. If her parents could have afforded Christian school, they would have sent her there. She doesn't drink at all. She doesn't go to parties, she hardly ever swears, and when she does, it's still PG-13 language she uses. This is... Tom, is this you?
I was just about to say.
I just changed my name, but yeah, it's me.
She even has a promise ring with one life, one love on it, so you get the drift. She still hangs with us, and we get along even though our lifestyles are very different. Jen is nice and all, but she does tend to embarrass me a lot. Like when we go to a bar, she just sits there and whenever someone offers her a drink, she refuses. So people start looking at me like, why is she even here? She acts happy, but it's obvious she's uncomfortable. But she stays, I guess, to hang with us. She also likes to post her religious stuff on her social media, which is fine, but sometimes I'm seriously over it. There's other times where I feel like people are probably questioning why I'm even friends with Jen because we don't look like we have anything in common. Also because of her conservative values being so obvious. So for one of our friend's birthdays, we wanted to take him out to a bar because he was turning 21. So our entire friend group was invited. I honestly didn't feel like having Jen sitting there drinking an iced tea or water or whatever while everyone else is having a good time. She talks and laughs and everything, but it's still a bit embarrassing. Some of birthday boy's friends who didn't know Jen were coming too. Okay, she's usually the designated driver too, but we had already assigned a designated driver. To avoid hurting her feelings, I told her the celebration was cancelled and that our group would meet up later. She texted me back saying, cool, I wasn't up to going anyway, so I figured we were fine, since she didn't even want to go. I also knew she would see it on social media, so at the bar, I avoided getting in the pictures and I asked my friends not to share pictures with me in it. One of them clearly forgot, since the next day, Jen blows up my text asking why I lied to her and sending me screenshots of the post that she saw. I asked her why she cared because she said she didn't even want to go. And she's like, you shouldn't have lied to me anyway. I wanted to celebrate birthday boy's birthday. That's a mouthful. And then she ignored me when I tried to explain. My other friends also texted me and called me an A.H., an asshole. That's an asshole. I wiped that one out. Hey. For lying to them and to Jen, and they said I should apologize. I really thought that her not wanting to go would avoid all that, and like I said, she's obviously uncomfortable. I'm having a hard time figuring out if I am really the A-H in all this, or if Jen is just overreacting when she didn't even want to go. So, Reddit, A-I-T-A. Should I read the edits now, or read the edits afterwards?
Read the edits afterwards, I think. We should give our initial thoughts. Read the edits and then our final thoughts.
Yeah.
This girl is an asshole.
Which girl?
21F.
Right.
I can't remember her name.
For not inviting her friend.
Go on. It's lying and uninviting her because she's an embarrassing Christian girl.
Imagine saying your friend embarrassed you because they just didn't want to drink. Like, I don't really drink, but if I went out with you guys and you were drinking... And then I just had a Coke and you said, oh, Arthur's really embarrassing us. I'd probably burn you all to death.
You're always one step away from doing that anyway.
Thank goodness you haven't seen the Facebook posts.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why I deleted Facebook. I was just so hurt by it all.
This is so unbelievably like mean girl shit. This
it is
like
yeah.
they're 21 years old and they're acting like 11-year-olds.
Yeah.
Oh, you can't sit with me because you don't want to drink.
Yeah.
It's pathetic.
It is pathetic.
That is so mean. And imagine being Jen and going on Facebook and seeing the party that you were told wasn't going on anymore. They were all at it.
Yeah, and she was left out.
And she was left out because they find her embarrassing because she doesn't want to drink with them. And she's an embarrassing Christian girl. Well, don't be friends with her then.
Yeah, I mean, that, at the end of the day...
That's so mean.
But, you know, why is she with them as well? You know, that's
the other thing. I mean, it's possible that she hasn't got... You know, lots of other friends. Like the thing says that she grew up sheltered, and that you know, it suggests that possibly she might not be very rich. It said if her parents could have afforded Christian school, so it's, mean, maybe she's just that kind of person that doesn't make friends easily, and those are her only friends.
True.
Yeah.
And then she goes on Facebook, and then she's not invited to this thing, and everyone's embarrassed. That's just that's not very nice.
That must be so horrible. And she might have really thought that they liked her as well. Like, oh, these are my best friends. And then you see that. That would be
awful. I can't imagine being in the shoes of the person who wrote this and thinking that they weren't the asshole. And then thinking that it's a good idea to go on Reddit and write out all of these things, not realizing what they sounded like.
Sure.
Yeah. And just being like, well, she orders iced tea and is normally the designated driver. So fuck Jen, I guess. Like,
yeah.
That's horrible.
Yeah.
So I think pre-reading the edits, you're the asshole, like two sentences
in.
Yeah. The first time I heard the way she described Jen, I was like, you're the asshole.
Sure.
100%.
Yeah. Okay, shall we delve into some edits for
some
this?
Some edits.
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay, edit. I'm not angry, nor do I dislike Jen because she doesn't drink. It just feels forced when she's with us. Like I said, she's obviously uncomfortable at bars, and there have been other instances when she's too much of a good girl, besides drinking. Not to mention she has a hard time following the conversations because of how sheltered she was. So that's edit one.
Yep.
Edit two. Okay, thanks, Reddit. Like I said, I don't care that she doesn't drink. There's just been moments where she's a bit too good girl. But you have a point, so I'll ask my friends to tell her I want to apologize. She blocked me.
I think she was right to block you. You sound like a dick.
Yeah, most definitely. Yeah, not a good friend. Not a good friend. Well, not a friend, actually.
And putting like good girl in brackets is just so mean.
Yeah.
So judgmental as well.
I'm just trying to remember back to when I was that good boy and I had a best friend who was into heavy metal, and he had long hair and everything else, and he was still a good friend. And I know they all used to go out on Saturdays, and they all used to go out and see bands and things. And of course, I never attended. But we still used to hang out in school, and he still used to hang out with me, and it didn't make any difference.
Uh-huh.
And I
think
that's what I'm...
That's a good friend.
Yeah, that's why in a sense I'm thinking, wait a minute, was that, you know, how did that work with me? And yeah, no, he obviously understood where I came from, I think. You know, maybe where he realised my family... restricted things, and maybe I would have wanted to go, but I couldn't, you know. It's and that would have been the same with her. Maybe her family is strict and doesn't want her to drink and doesn't want her to do things, and you know, she feels trapped that way, maybe.
Yeah,
so this girl, yeah, asshole,
maybe even she's just not that kind of person. Like,
exactly.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm sort of a mix of the two people in your story, Tom, is that like I'll go to gigs, and I used to go out when I was a lot younger, but I was still very kind of like, I wasn't made to be, but I was like very sensible. Like, Alex will mock me quite regularly for having a head teacher's sensible award when I was 9 years old from my primary school, because I was very hardworking and sensible and conscientious.
Yeah.
And it never really stopped. There's some sort of block in my head where if I think there's going to be trouble, I've never really grown out of like, don't get into trouble.
Yeah.
So I can understand the girl in the story that doesn't want to go out and do these things, because some people are just built that way. Some people just don't want to do those things, and that doesn't make them good girl or good boy. It just makes them slightly different, and there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
And it's like she still wanted to go out with them. She would just sit there and have a nice tea instead.
Yeah.
She didn't want to drink.
Yeah.
But she still wanted to be with them, and she still wanted to go to these parties.
Sure.
I would guess from the fact that it said 21 that this is an American thing, but in Britain, and I don't know about America specifically, but in Britain we have this weird culture that unless you want to go and get absolutely rat ass when you go out and go out with your friends, you're some sort of weirdo, you're some sort of freak, and it's just wrong. Like it's so weird that adults can't socialize without just being off their face on drink or drugs or something in this country, and it's such a weird thing that that's how adults do stuff. I don't know. This has become my party political broadcast, but I don't know.
You're absolutely 100% right, and that is a really important conversation to have of why is alcohol so important to us. I was only smiling because I don't think the phrase rat-arsed is universal.
Oh, that's true. Sorry.
So when you said, why does everyone want to get on a rat-arsed? It's like, no one knows what you're talking about.
I hadn't even thought of that. This is like when Alex told me off for saying I was going to lose my rag with someone. Yeah, that's fair. That's also not a thing that anyone said for the last 40 years.
So rat-arsed, for a little bit of a translation, means very drunk.
Very drunk. I'd also like to say at this point, Arthur, have you seen Red Dwarf?
Oh, not for a long time, but
and the computer there is literally just a floating head.
Yeah, go on.
Well, you are just a floating head. Literally.
I'm going to send you a picture.
All we can see, there's nothing else. No room, no body, nothing. Just a floating head. It's amazing.
I was thinking of the guy in the Power Rangers who used to give them orders from that tube.
It looks like you're wearing a black turtleneck.
Oh, God, I look ridiculous.
No, you look amazing.
That too.
I think we're all in agreement there that this original poster is the asshole.
Most
and
definitely.
Jen needs better friends.
Yes, I would say so.
Oh, yeah, that's what we were doing.
You're so busy being a floating head. Okay, so I'm going to go for the... Have we all been in agreement so far on all of them?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
We swayed me in the middle one, so... The next one. Am I the asshole for displaying atheist books in my bookcase, knowing my Christian friend was going to see them? I thought you'd like this.
Oh, yeah, because I've got a few.
Tom, because this is something you're not struggling with, but you're concerned about, isn't
it? Sure.
So, we start. I don't think I'm the asshole in this situation, but I'd like to hear your opinions in case I'm missing something. I, female, 19, have always been an atheist, but I've recently started reading books about atheism in order to learn more about it and to be able to argue better when I take part in debates.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the books that I've bought are The God Delusion,
classic,
The End of Faith, and The Four Horsemen of Atheism.
Uh-huh.
So I read these books and then I put them in my bookcase. Some days later, I found out that my friend Jenny, not the same Jen from last story,
sure.
Jenny... 18 female, who lives in another city, was going to visit, so I invited her to stay with me for a couple of days. Jenny is very religious.
Uh-oh.
And she's also very bookish.
Oh.
We talk about books all the time, and every time she visits, she spends a lot of time looking at my books and talking with me about them. So I guess I could have safely assumed that she was going to see my books about atheism.
Mm-hmm.
But the thought didn't cross my mind. It wasn't until she came and started looking at my bookcase that I remembered about them. And knowing how religious she was, I felt a bit uncomfortable. When she saw the titles, I could sense that she seemed uncomfortable too, but she didn't say anything. The days passed, and she went back home. And then a few days later, a mutual friend confided to me that Jenny actually found it a bit rude that I was displaying books with titles that were disrespectful to her religion. She says those books are offensive to many people, and if I wanted to read them, I should have been polite enough to hide them, knowing a religious person was going to visit me. I found this completely unreasonable, but our mutual friend says she understands where Jenny's coming from. So I'd like more opinions. Am I the asshole?
Interesting one, because I don't have one or two. I now have...
A shelf or two. Yeah.
It's been interesting over the years to come to your house and see it change from, like, the altar to, like, just like a big load of cobwebs, and you drew a pentagram at one point for some reason. It's been really interesting to see that switch.
That yeah. growth.
Yeah, certainly.
Yeah.
It's the candle in the skull, which I think has finished it all off.
But this is something that you are worried about because...
Yeah, in a sense, because, as I said, I've got a lot of books now, you know, shelves of books. Yeah, if someone came and sat down in my chair, they would turn to the left and see shelves of books all yeah. saying, you know, God is dead, basically. And I don't know what I would do in a sense. You know, if Mother came around, I would hide them because I don't think I'd want to offend her. Mm-hmm. If it was someone who didn't have, if it wasn't close family, then...
No skin in the game.
Yeah, then then in a sense, I'm sorry, then get over yourself. You know, it's you have okay. your beliefs, I have mine.
I remember the last time that Jane... came over.
Yeah.
She was one of the characters in our Leaving the Church Plant story. Jane, Jane the Snake, exactly. Yeah. So this was a really long time ago. It was the very beginning of your deconstruction.
Sure.
And it was the last time she came to our house. I remember you turned them in.
I did.
So
yeah.
it was like the books were
yeah.
kind of reversed.
Because again, she liked books and we used to talk a lot about books and reading and things. So
you hid them at that point.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, but if she came around again now, tough.
Well, she also wouldn't come around.
No, absolutely. Yeah. But if she did...
She slid through the letterbox.
But that type of person...
Came up
again,
through the pipes.
You know, if she did come up again, then yeah, I would... It's her problem. That's not my problem.
Okay.
Yeah, most definitely. But family, tough. It's my mum, really. I don't want to hurt my mum. At the end of the day. Yeah.
She's the sticking point for you in a lot of stuff,
she
isn't
is.
She?
And now, not in the sense of, I mean, because she's beginning to understand where I stand, which is fine, but I don't want to hurt her now.
Yeah.
At this point in her life, I don't want to turn around and say, look, what you believe in is crap. You've been fooled all your life, and your husband's life is been a joke.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's the most crazy and devastating and horrible thing I could possibly ever do, so... So no, I wouldn't want to her to be hurt anymore, really. No, certainly.
So Tom is not the asshole.
Yeah.
He is wearing a fuck them gods t-shirt though. Which I thought was a bit out of in bad taste, but it's just us tonight and no one else can see us, so it's okay.
And I eat bacon.
Yeah.
So are you saying you agree with the poster, or are you going with
your
friend?
But likewise, so therefore the poster, she's a friend that's coming to stay. Don't get offended.
Why should you have to hide your own things?
Yeah, don't get offended by that. No, if you're coming to stay, you obviously understand that this girl has always been an atheist. No, you know, get over yourself. Mm-hmm. You know, stop being like, oh no, I've been over there and... No, I'm really offended and I'm going to have to tell someone else about it so they can now come back and tell you, you know, get over it.
I think it would be different if the original poster was like pushing atheism on this person or saying your religion's stupid or saying, you know, all these kind of things, but it's in her own home.
Yeah. No.
And this person's coming to visit. You shouldn't have to hide your own belongings in your own home.
No way.
No, I don't think they're the asshole.
Yeah. Yeah, most definitely.
Arthur?
Yeah, no, you've covered everything I was going to say. There's, I mean, it's her home. It was her, wasn't it? I've lost track of who's who. Yeah. Yeah, I was just trying to think, like, I wouldn't move anything in my home if you guys or anyone else came over. Although they're mostly Simpsons DVDs, so it's not anything that you haven't seen before.
It's just towers of Simpsons DVDs. Yeah. You eat off them.
I do get offended by the Simpsons bed, though. You know, I'm to sleep on Simpsons DVDs.
It's why we won't visit you again.
It's not very comfortable, man.
I'll go on Am I the Asshole tonight and post about it.
And the Krusty the Clown bedwear is all a bit, you know, the duvet cover and the pillows.
Bedwear.
I didn't know what else to call it.
Do you mean bedding?
Bedding, that's it. Bedwear.
The Krusty the Clown bedwear.
I still call it dressing the bed. I don't know if that's an old person thing or just a weird thing, but I mean, We're just as weird as each other, Thomas.
Yeah, okay, that's fine. Yeah.
I'm going to get absolutely rat-assed tonight. What does that, where would that come from? You know the, what's it called, etymology?
Etymology, no, but I'm going to look it up now.
Please, where does the phrase rat-assed come from?
And do we want to know?
There's the phrase rough as rat's ass. Maybe it's something to do. I'm looking it up. I don't know.
The floating head will tell us what we need to know.
Yes, it will.
Wiktionary only has, doesn't have where it came from. It just says rat-assed, comparative, more rat-assed, superlative, most rat-assed, one, dot, Britain, colloquial, mildly vulgar, extremely drunk. I got completely rat-assed last night and ended up tied naked to a lamppost. I'm not going to do that again.
Am I the asshole?
Yeah. Answers.com doesn't feel like a respectable place to find answers, I'll be honest.
No. Feel like we're on shaky ground there.
Yeah. I don't know. I think it's one of those things we just need to, like where me being a floating head comes from, we just need to just accept the mystery of it and move on to round three, I think.
I think you're right.
Well, Reddit does say they're not the asshole.
Okay.
So that was the judgment. I think we all agree with that.
I think we agree, yeah.
It's certainly. Your own home, girl. Do what you want. Read your own books.
Yeah, you sacrifice that goat.
So, would I be the asshole for trying to save my daughter's marriage?
Now, again, this is another one where they worded it so well that you think, no, there's no way you're the asshole.
No, no way.
You're a caring parent.
Of course. Yes. Hello.
Full stop.
Hello.
Hope this finds everyone well. Full stop.
This is not a common Reddit user.
No, this was written by like an 80-year-old called Mavis.
No, but close. I'm really struggling right now. For context, I'm posting from a burner account and names have been changed for privacy reasons.
Now, I know that's not normal because on Reddit they call it throwaway accounts, not burner accounts.
Burner. No, it is a burner. So these are names that she's made up. My daughter, Rachel, married her childhood sweetheart, Logan. Why does she use that name?
Logan. Sorry to all the Logans.
Yeah,
out
there. Yeah, just offended like 9% of the British public.
Anyway, we were family friends at church. My husband and I always hoped that our daughter would marry an amazing Christian man. We were even happier when she started dating Logan. They began dating in middle school, and they broke up briefly in their senior year of high school. For disclosure, they broke up because each of them cheated on each other. The two were engaged at 18 years and were married at 20. From the outside, they were the perfect couple. But this reality crumbled before me when Logan came to our house one night. He had told me Rachel had been having an affair for a year and he caught them in the act in their bed. I could hardly believe my ears. I told him I would fix it.
Sorry. What they didn't mention there is that the bed was made of Krusty the Clown videos.
And bedware.
Rachel's father and I were so disappointed that we didn't allow her to move home. Good old parents. I stayed in close contact with Logan, reminding him of our love for him and that our love conquers all. He was willing to work on the marriage, but eventually Logan became non-compliant and stopped answering my messages, which upset me. One day he told me, "I'm not Rachel's husband anymore." That ship has sailed. What Logan fails to remember is that he is legally Rachel's husband, and matters that concern me about her should concern him too. Logan still filed for the divorce only a month later. Rachel is now living with the man she cheated with, but I was still convinced there was hope for people to show Rachel the proper course of action. But it gets much worse. I found out through one of the other children that Logan has a new girlfriend who has moved in with him, while he is still legally married to Rachel. I am so disappointed in each of them for breaking the sacred bond of marriage. Would I be the asshole if I took measures further and stage an intervention?
Surely she knows the answer to that.
Get ready. My idea is to reserve a dining room for the two of them, filled with their wedding pictures and childhood photos together. I feel as if they saw each other again, they would be reminded that love conquers all and that the marriage could be saved. Next, that's not all. Next, all of their family and friends will each weigh in on the sacredness of marriage. We may decide to read some scriptures and powerful quotes about love. But my husband is on Logan's side. I'm so saddened that I do not have my husband's support. He thinks I'm going way too far, but many of my friends think it's perfectly appropriate to give it one more shot. So, all that being said, would I be the asshole? Question mark?
She wants to rent a private dining room.
Yes.
And fill it.
Yes.
With emotionally manipulative pictures.
Yes.
To try and force Rachel back into a relationship she doesn't want to be in.
Yes.
And read scriptures.
Yes.
And put pressure on Rachel to return to the sanctity of marriage.
Yes.
Would that make her an asshole?
Yeah, and the fact that obviously they got married early, they're obviously in church, the manipulation of the fact she probably had, you know,
already
one
rushed
of those,
into marriage.
You know, the ring.
Purity ring.
Purity
yeah.
ring, how that they had to get married and all of this sort of stuff. And then years in, she thought, shit, what have I done? I don't even like this guy, Logan. And meanwhile, my parents aren't supporting me. They're not going to even let me back in my own house.
Yeah, and the parents kind of sided with Logan, which, you know, she cheated on him, so
yeah.
they can show Logan kindness and acceptance
sure.
and sympathy.
Yeah.
But it kind of sounded that they were like, oh, Logan's the golden boy. Our
yeah.
daughter's a whore.
Yes.
You know, and wouldn't let her back home. And
yeah.
They kind of sound like assholes.
Yeah. Again, you know, just pulling on sort of
scripture. Yeah.
And my own past experience of how Christians treat people. And yeah, you can see, as you said, they would have treated their daughter badly because she had this affair. Not the fact that, you know, there's obviously two sides to the story. But not only that, the fact that they may have been at fault for forcing them to get married so soon. And, you know, all of these things, you know, it's...
Yeah, so would she be the asshole for hosting an intervention?
Oh my goodness, you can imagine.
Filled with family and friends reading scripture, probably crying, probably praying.
Yes. Yeah.
And photographs of their childhood together.
Oh man.
To try and convince her. Yeah. So, Arthur, what do you think?
I went through a little bit of an emotional roller coaster during that because I felt quite sad for the. I did feel. It was the way it was written, but I felt quite sad for the person who's writing it because of the seeming like desperation to keep these people together. I imagine it's not a nice feeling, but then as you've been talking about it, it does become clear it's kind of manipulation. Maybe I didn't see it that way when you were reading it out.
Also, why is she so desperate? Is it because she has love for them, or is it because
church?
She looks bad because her daughter has actually you know, broken
slept
the sanctity of marriage, and that's my daughter, and I'm now going to look bad in front of my friends, and I'm going to look bad in front of the minister, and
she's not coming home, she's going to take him back and,
exactly
and repent.
I think
yeah.
it's because of how she looks again. That's how, in a sense, how my mother reacted. It was nothing to do with me.
You have to keep in mind, Tom, that the people who get divorced are the worst people in the world, and I don't think you realise that.
Yeah, that's true.
They're criminals.
Yeah, that is true. Sorry. Yeah.
Also, just for clarity's sake, that was a joke at Tom's expense, not at people who get divorced. I realise
yes,
sometimes I don't sound like I'm joking.
Yeah, of course, forgot that.
Sometimes you listen to it back and you're like, shit.
Oh, I am the asshole. Yeah, so I did go through that story thinking, oh, that's kind of really sad and I feel bad for the person. But then, yeah, it's not the way it sounds until you guys explain that to me. So you've won me round. Well done. Have a cake.
Yes.
And I think it, like, what she's written is kind of bad enough, but then it's the fact she's asking, would I be the asshole if I now stage an intervention for my adult daughter because she's not doing what I want her to do, essentially.
And again, is this so that she looks good in front of the minister or looks good? She has no desire, as far as I can see. I mean, I might be wrong, But this is, I've seen this so many times. Mm-hmm. They're so aware of how they look,
yeah.
Not how their child, you know, what their children are going through.
It doesn't even sound like she's asked her daughter, like, how she's feeling or why she did this,
yeah.
How is their marriage? You know, is it a marriage worth saving? It doesn't sound like she's asked her that.
No,
it almost sounds like both of them
were cheated sometimes more than once. So clearly not. Like, that's the whole thing, is that you don't stay in a relationship, or you don't do that if you're in a happy, normal relationship anyway. So it's quite clear that none of that's been taken into account. I think you're right.
Yeah, sure.
So Reddit agrees. Reddit says they would be the asshole and don't you dare do it.
Yeah, too right. My goodness me.
But we didn't get any update on that one yet, so I don't know if she held the intervention.
Oh, please, no.
I'm sorry if they did, Rachel.
That'd be awful.
Asshole, ding, ding, ding.
Yes.
I wonder if that series of sounds has ever been made before on podcast.
What?
Asshole, ding, ding, ding.
Ding, ding, ding. Yeah, I'm sure.
There's your new sting for the opening for season 5.
No, you just want you to be replaced.
I just don't want to hear my own voice. All right, is it my turn again?
It is.
So, am I the asshole for skipping my grandma's funeral? Guys?
Yes. Yeah, most definitely.
Yeah, moving on.
Okay. I am a 33-year-old female, now married to my wife of 2+ years. I grew up in an ultra-conservative Christian family, my grandma being the most religious of us all. When I got engaged in 2019, I wasn't sure how my family would take it. Though we'd been together for 5 years, fiancé had never met grandma. She lives far away, and I didn't see the point in subjecting fiancé to her judgmental ways. Most of them at least pretended to be supportive and acknowledged our engagement with congratulations on social media, calling, etc., etc. But when I texted the news to grandma, she responded, "I will never condone your relationship," and that was that.
Savage.
Nice.
Yes, we're off to a good start, aren't we? 2 years later, we had our COVID wedding in LA, and there were no guests or family allowed, but I still wanted to share the news with everyone. Days after, I sent grandma pictures so she'd know I was officially hitched. She got the text and began to type a response, as evidenced by the texting bubbles, but never actually sent a word about it. In fact, the next I heard from her was 2 months later, her sending me pictures of a new condo. By the way, she stopped sending birthday and Christmas cards throughout this time. Didn't care, but of course it was hurtful since all my cousins and sister were getting them. Fast forward 2 years and no more texts later, grandma unfortunately got sick. She just passed away. My dad is one of 5 brothers, and they're all devastated as they also lost my grandpa 15 years ago. My parents' family are now all planning the funeral, and I have no desire to go. She's been absent from my life for 5+ years, and I don't want to take off work, travel across the country to celebrate someone who didn't support me or know me. My family's going to be shocked and hurt if I don't show up, but I am pissed still and honestly don't want to be there. Am I the asshole if I don't go to this funeral?
Very interesting. Yeah, that's a really interesting one.
That's a tough one.
Yeah, it is very difficult because is it going to hurt family? Did the family support you when Gran was being, you know, disrespectful to you? Did they come to the Gran and say, "Look, Gran, come on, you just got married. You know, did they do that, or did they side with her and ignore you as well, in a sense, you know? Mm-hmm.
There's a lot we don't know, isn't there?
Yeah, that's the problem.
And how close were they before this marriage? You know, if they'd always kind of been distant and it was just like a Christmas card relationship.
Sure.
Or had they been really close up until the point that she got married?
Yeah.
That's the other thing we don't know. No, like, what's their relationship been like previously?
Yeah. So would it affect, it's not going to affect Gran if she doesn't turn up to the funeral. The only hassle is it's going to make things worse with the family.
Yeah, you run the risk of like estranging yourself from everyone else. If everyone else is going and you decide not to go.
Yes.
I mean, it's a situation that's all full of heightened emotions anyway.
Exactly.
It's this person's choice at the end of the day, but I don't know what I would do in that position, because I think there'd be more bridges to burn by not going than there would by going. But point of principle, you'd like to think that you wouldn't go, but I don't know.
I mean, it's not a similar situation, but I've got a funeral coming up in about 3 weeks' time, of an uncle of mine who is very, or was now, because he's obviously dead, strict Plymouth Brethren. And the funeral will be in a chapel. And part of me is like, do I even want to go? Now, all of my family will be there. They'll all be singing Brethren hymns. They'll all be preaching the word. They'll all be trying to convert people. Do I want to put myself in that situation? And no, I don't. But it would be the wrong thing to do to not go. I think I need to go, even if I just show my face, sit at the back, and then disappear at the end because I'm very busy or whatever. Or I've got a dentist appointment, or
gotta walk the dogs.
Gotta walk the dogs, or you know, something. Because I don't want to go. I really, really, really don't want to go. I mean, it's the epitome of a small Brethren chapel. It'd be awful. But you
might end up, like, the trouble is with that is that you might end up with people delving into why you haven't been going.
Yes.
Like, you run the risk with your situation specifically of, like, it's a different situation, but people are going to be saying, we haven't seen you at this church, or, yes, you know, your mum says you haven't been going. Or,
yeah, that's right.
So, yeah, that's even weirder, isn't it, really?
It is.
I think the one thing that stumps me with this story, because halfway through I'm kind of like, okay, well, she's cruel to you, she's mm-hmm. disrespectful to you, you've got your own life now, don't go.
Yes.
But then the other part of me is like, is it about your own feelings or is it about the woman's life who is gone now? Like, is it a day of like respecting the person that, even though she hasn't been the kindest to you in recent years, she's still a part of your family? Does that,
sure,
is there a bit of like respect that should go along with,
yes,
that?
Oh, yeah.
What does Reddit think?
I don't think the word respect is the word I'm looking for.
I know what, like, you're saying there.
Honouring a life of, yes, a woman who, you know, I mean, you were inside your grandma at one point.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Literally.
Yeah, who brought forth life.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Or is it more important to honour yourself and the disrespect that you and your wife have been given? I don't know. This one really confuses me. I think funerals are like a tricky thing.
Yeah,
because
I think you're right.
No matter how you feel, someone has lost their life,
yes,
at a funeral, and it's not just about like pissing other people off and how would other people react. It's like, I don't know, a life.
Yes, that's right.
I'm just talking in circles now. Reddit votes not the asshole. So,
ooh, okay. Right. Is it close or is it unanimous?
It wasn't unanimous, but it was pretty high. Like, no, you're well within your rights not to go. There weren't.
I think the issue with the comments on these things is that these people are completely removed from the situation,
exactly,
and they can give,
yeah,
a completely snap judgment without any of the things that inform this person's life. So it's like,
yeah,
it's really easy for us to sit on the other side of the internet without even, you know, just reading this. It takes us 2 minutes to read this and going, no, you're not the asshole.
Sure.
You do this, you do that, not knowing anything about the actual people involved.
Yes.
That's why it's a weird system.
Yeah.
So Arthur's,
yeah,
the asshole.
Yes. We figured that out in season two.
Yeah. I'm just confused.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I
don't think they're the asshole. I wouldn't go as far to say, yeah, you're being an asshole.
But I think
it's a tricky situation.
I think, yeah, they're not an asshole, but I think they should probably go.
Yeah.
You're not going to enjoy it. But
she stopped sending cards to this person,
yeah,
when all of her other cousins and everything kept receiving,
yeah, that's
cards.
That's true.
So it's almost like, you're gay, you don't deserve my love anymore.
Yes,
that's
right.
That's cruel and...
Yeah, it's
I
wrong.
Really, I'm stumped.
Yeah, yeah, true.
You're not the asshole, but think about going.
Yes, yeah. I don't think you're
an
asshole, but yeah, likewise.
Yeah, it's like you're not quite the asshole, you're like a... You're like the small of someone's back. You're nearly there.
You're like a belly button.
Yeah.
Does
no.
anyone have a...
No.
No, I... You're in the middle.
I'm in the middle. I don't know enough about the story. And in a sense, you want to be strong, mm-hmm, and say, stuff you, but you don't want to then lose your whole family over this. Yeah. Because all of her, as you said, uncles or whatever were going to be there. So, you know, you're going to lose a lot of people over this. But I can see that you need to be strong as well.
And respect yourself. And respect
your beliefs and, you know, and who you are.
Your life.
Yeah. So that is very, very difficult.
I wanted to put in one that was tricky.
Yeah.
But.
Oh, you managed that, your little pixie, I don't know.
Okay, we're on the fence about that last one.
I think so, yeah.
But we'd be very interested to hear your thoughts out there, because one of you might have like a breakthrough comment that makes it clear to us, so
yeah, sure.
Please do write in. I think that's all of them for today, though.
Yeah, sure. It was really good.
Yeah, nice discussion rather than an in-depth trauma episode. But next week, an in-depth trauma episode. But that is the end for today, and hopefully you enjoyed the lighter chat as well. So thank you for listening. Let us know what you would like us to dive more into this season. Mm. Episode ideas, little mini-series ideas would really help, because we have so much to talk about, but we're not sure what direction to go in. Like, what do you want to hear the most?
Yeah, what do you want to hear about? I mean, it's no point in us talking about, you know, a subject which you just have no interest in. Really.
Bumblebees, for example.
Well, everyone is interested in that, so that's fine, but...
Next week, episode on bumblebees.
Yes.
Hard-hitting journalism. So thank you for listening to this week's episode. We hope you enjoyed it. Don't forget you can email us xcompod@gmail.com. You can send us a message on Instagram, or you can join our private Facebook group. And if you'd like to support the show, please leave us a review wherever you're listening to us. Or for a couple of pound, a couple of dollars a month, there's a link in the description where you can financially help support the show as well. Because we'd really like to keep making this. But
that'd be really helpful, please. Yeah.
It's a lot of work, so please.
Yes.
Please support us. And we will see you next week from 10 a.m. to reclaim our Sundays. So,
bye.
Bye.
What's going on?
We can't. Eh? We have to just keep recording till he does something funny.
So,
I thought I'd throw you a curveball and not do the song at the end just to see what you did. And you reacted brilliantly. It was like watching two sheep about to be hit by a tractor.
What? Why did you go there?
Meh.
I live in Wales.
Oh, yeah.
Saying that, I saw a deer this morning when I went for a run.
Oh, a run.
I was running down the path in the woods and a deer popped out right in front of me.
Did you kill and eat it?
No, it's not a bison.
A buffalo.
Buffalo.
It's not a pig that Arthur would eat snout to tail.
Bye.